Welcome to your podcast, Mike. Welcome to your podcast. And of course, podcasters, welcome to your podcast.
Well, welcome to your podcast, Todd. We're going to wear that out, aren't we?
We are. I don't know why, but hey, everyone, welcome to the show. We've got some hard-hitting topics to talk about today. I feel like a little bit like a ping pong, Mike. I was home for a show, gone for, you know, back to the mainland for a weekend and then back. It's a little bit kind of crazy. My body is like, stop.
Right. You've been doing a lot of traveling here lately. The last trip we'll have to talk about.
Yeah. So I think first, though, we should talk about some news happening internally with the company. If you follow me on Facebook or if you follow the Blueberry Group, you probably have gotten a whiff of it already. We're moving in new digs at the end of the month.
Yeah. So it's a much bigger, better office, and gonna make room for some expansion.
Yeah, bigger is the word. I walked in, and you know, I'd be kind of frank. I walked into it, and I started to laugh, and I said, "My God, Angelo!" I said, "I had 21 people in an office this size when I was in the Navy." I said, "We're not going to know what to do with all the room." And he said, "Well, we're going to fill it." So I'm sure they will. But it's a nice place. And we got, there's, instead of just everyone being in one big room, there's a meeting room, there's a break room, we're going to have a full-blown studio. Angela's going to get to have his own office. It's going to be nice. I'm looking forward to it. Now, don't even talk to me about the furniture I've had to buy to fill the place either. You know, office furniture? Oh my God. You think buying home furniture is bad. Office furniture is ridiculous.
Well, you got to get the quality stuff. That's the thing. You know, you could go to IKEA and not spend as much money, but then you'd be doing it again in 3 years.
Why are you saying that word? IKEA is for a college student.
Exactly. That's what I mean. You'll spend, you know, a quarter of the money, but you'll spend that again in 3 years. And then you'll spend that again in 3 years.
You know. So Steel Case is the, you know, that's our original furniture vendor. And so anyway, we've got it ordered, but they're going to be a little thin the first couple of weeks until the furniture gets delivered. So anyway, it'll be
we'll have lots of elbow room.
Yeah, there's plenty of elbow room, but no room to expand until we get the new furniture in. But that'll happen probably in the middle of June. So so moving day is fast approaching. Probably by the time we do this next show, if I'm looking at the calendar, we'll be out of the new space or out of the old space and in the new space. So it's very, very exciting. But I think we should get into one thing else is, I almost forgot, is why was I traveling? Well, I was back in Columbus. I got to see you, Mike, at just for a couple of hours at dinner on Thursday. And then you bounced down to a ham radio event. But I stayed in Columbus with the executive team. And we locked ourselves into a local hotel. And for basically 2 days, plotted out the next really 6 to 9 months of what we're doing as a company and reprioritizing and talking through things. And we do this every year. We usually do it earlier, but I briefed all of you yesterday on this. So what do you think about our plan going ahead, even though we can't really talk too much about it?
Yeah, I can't say specifics, but I've got to say I'm excited about it. It's gonna make things a little more streamlined for some particular clients of ours and internally for sure.
Yeah, so I'm pretty jazzed, and it's one of those situations where the idea for a certain product offering came from inside the company, from one of our team members, and it just like set me back in my chair a little bit. I was like, whoa, after I thought through the 25 different ramifications, I become pretty excited. And so we'll get to work on that. Maybe we'll be able to talk a little bit about it around Podcast Movement. We'll see if we're able to talk. And as a reminder, if you're not going to Podcast Movement, it's time. Time to get your tickets. Time to get your hotel rooms if you're coming.
Yeah, definitely.
But, yeah. So anyway, moving on to real news. And I have to laugh. There's been a lot of discussion recently about ways to manipulate the Apple charts. You want to talk a little bit about that, Mike?
Yeah. There's been a couple of instances reported mostly by Pod News and others. But what the recent one was one of those Tasker jobs. You know, somebody's on there advertising for $15 that they want people to go into the Apple store and subscribe to a particular podcast on 30 or 40 devices in the Apple stores. It's a way to manipulate getting up the charts at Apple. And I thought that was rather comical. That was down in Australia, I believe, that was happening. But then there was another company out there that I don't think we talked about on this podcast. I think you and Rob talked about it on the New Media Show, but where they were charging some ridiculous amount of money to guarantee to get you to the top of the charts. And one of the news stories, which I'll have a link to, has a picture of the iTunes Apple podcast charts. And you can see the five shows that are on the top 10 that don't look like they belong there. And they were unceremoniously removed from Apple very soon after this screenshot was taken. So,
in fact, really removed. Apple banned them from the Apple podcast area.
Exactly. And, you know, you don't want that, you know, and, you know, today I have on our notes here that a lot about the Apple charts and,
right,
you know, first off, it is somewhat important, but not as important as a lot of podcasters put on it. I mean, yeah, Apple's 50-60% of the potential audience, but you know, I know myself, and I don't know if I'm a typical podcast listener, but, you know, I open up the podcast app and I search for shows that I know exist, so I don't really need to discover shows that way. I usually discover them word of mouth or from other podcasts or whatever. So, you know, I don't look at the charts at Apple to find podcasts. Neither. But, you know, I'm not saying nobody does. I'm saying I don't, for sure. And, you know, there are ways to get, you know, up the charts in there, but it's not what everybody thinks. And, you know, trying to game the system is just going to get you in trouble.
Yeah. And what's really been happening is a few shows have been actually paying someone or using something they figured out themselves to game the system to get to the top of the charts. And, you know, I had talked to an Apple rep about this, 30, 45 days ago. And I knew something was coming. I knew that there was either going to be an implementation of some software to stop this type of activity, or there was going to be, I thought it was going to be software-based, and maybe that's still coming. Maybe they're revamping their entire ranking software. But one thing's for sure, someone has paid the ultimate price in having the show just removed. And that's not good. So it's not worth it, to be honest with you. But, you know, it really boils into this whole Apple Podcast review process and some of the things going on there. You want to talk about really what the makeup is of, you know, what causes people to actually get into the top 200 or top 10 or whatever.
Right. And, you know, the Apple podcast charts are not based on a lot of things that people think they might be based on. You know, it's not based on ratings or reviews or downloads or any other thing. It's new subscribers over time. And, you know, that time isn't exactly spelled out by Apple, but, you know, it's, you know, new subscribers, and new subscribers, you know, over whatever period of time, Apple only knows that, is what drives people up the charts. And
right,
that's it. There's no other criteria. Well, in rare cases, Apple just likes you and does it themselves manually. But for the most part, it's algorithmic, and it's by the charts only. I just hear so many podcasters on their shows say, you know, please rate and review our podcast over at Apple. And and so on. And, you know, that's great for social proof, and it's kind of cool, but it's definitely not going to help you in the rankings.
Right, right.
You know, it just makes it so if somebody does stumble across your podcast, you know, on those, on Apple, they might be more apt to subscribe to it if you got a lot of reviews and, you know, positive reviews and rankings. But like I said, it's not like, you know, the Apple, the Apple App Store, if, you know, if you're an app developer and you get positive reviews, well, that's really going to help sales. It's not so for podcasts.
You know, I don't really prescribe to sending people to Apple Podcasts. I, you know, my prescription for my show and everything I do online socially is to drive them back to, you know, to Geek News Central or to the New Media Show or PowerPress Podcast and subscribe on the page. And, you know, I use that as, you know, I never tell my audience go to Apple Podcasts to sign up. I always tell them, you know, come to Geek News Central. You'll find the link on the website.
Yeah. I, you know, my basic statement on that is never send people to a place you don't own.
Yeah.
And Apple Podcasts is one of those.
And I just hear people all the time say, find me on Apple Podcasts. And I'm like, why are you doing that? What is the strategy there? And I think part of it is even someone that's a big YouTuber that just became a podcaster, he has no sense of, he's so used to being on YouTube and YouTube taking care of him, you know, that he's sending them over to Apple. Oh, I'll be good. I just find me an Apple Podcast. And to me, that is a really, really bad strategy. Not only do you alienate 50% of your listening audience because you're not addressing the Android users, it's just a bad strategy. But the ratings are cool. If, you know, if someone does a review on your show on there, that's great. I can't even tell, you know, having been a podcaster now since, you know, mid-October of 2004, early October 2004, I can't even, be honest with you, I can't even tell you the last time I asked my audience for a review. You know, it's at some point, really,
yeah.
I've got, you know, all this time, I better build a brand around me, not around the Apple Podcast charts.
Right. And, you know, like I said, they're important, but they're not the be all and end all. And, you know, the overall strategy should be, you know, get people back to your website and give them all the choices, not just Apple.
Yeah, I agree. And, but, you know, it really, it makes, if you go back to our core strategy that we keep sharing in this show, it's really just about making good content, writing very good blog posts for Google. And promote your show. You know, this is the way to really build a podcast is, you know, those are the core things you have to do. And I know that, that everyone's listening to this prescribes, I hope you prescribe to this model because it does pay off. It takes time to pay off. You just have to do the grind, you know, and build authority and build your brand and promote on social. That's how you do it.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, not to beat a dead horse, but just keep Apple in perspective. They're a big part of things, but they're not all of it.
Right. Well, Mike, what's going on in support land?
Okay, well, I get these a lot, and I just wanted to let people know that it would save a lot of email the more information you give me the first time you contact support.
Hey, Mike, why don't you just say the first four words there, then I'll respond. This is you sending me a support ticket.
I'm getting an error.
Oh, great. Let me know what your show name is and your RSS feed, please.
Yep, and then I get back everything but screenshots. I get all kinds of things, but I never really get the actual what is the error?
What are they actually? Yeah. So my response should have been, "What is the error that you're getting? And what is your show name? And what is your RSS feed?"
Exactly. But yeah, what it is you know, I get an error. I'm trying to upload my podcast and I get an error. Okay, well, great. Where are you uploading your podcast? Because you know, using Blueberry, there's two different places. You can upload at Blueberry if you're doing it one way, or you can upload at your WordPress site. And so that helps a lot to know which thing you're doing.
Right.
But, you know, also, what error are you getting? You know, an error. Well, sometimes errors aren't errors. They're informational. So, you know, please, you know, copy and paste the text or type it out, whatever. Screenshots don't always help. That's the other thing. You know, if I get a live link to something, then I can, you know, go research it. I can go actually look at what you're looking at. You know, it's just be more, you know, descriptive, you know, and like I said, I get it. You know, people don't understand. They think that, you know, from their email address, I can see everything they've tried to do in the last 6 months, and I can't, you know, we have to have all the information. So when you call, you know, when you call or when you email or whatever, tell me what the error is and tell me what you were trying to do when you got said error.
Yeah.
And that will go a long way, you know, rather than me having to ask, you know, email back and forth until we finally figure out what the issue is. And
it becomes frustrating too. So provided, you know, the key is providing as much information as possible. You know, we ought to have like a response email that comes in, Mike, that you put in there. Please provide the following, you know, and give them the very explicit, like, 5 things or whatever, or 10 things to provide back to you. 10 right. things is a little extreme, but.
Yeah, but you know, it's not a big deal. It's just, you know, it just saves a lot of back and forth and probably will get your problem answered a little bit faster. That's all.
And that's the key. And it also frees up the support team to help the next person that needs help.
Exactly. And, you know, that's kind of our next thing on the list is the 5 things you really should know as a podcaster, even if you're a non-techie.
All right. So there's 5 things that you should know right off the top of your head.
Yeah, you should, you know, either know them or have them written down handy, you know, someplace, you know, this is for your own good. This has nothing to do with support, really. It's just something you really should know. You know, and even, you know, I so many times I answer the phone and I say, Blueberry Support, this is Mike. And the first words out of their mouth is, I'm not very techie, but, and then they start explaining to me whatever their issue is.
Sure. Well,
you don't have to be techie. You know,
that's what you're here for.
That's what we're here for. But these 5 things will help you, and it'll also help us help you when you have problems. One is, where is your website hosted?
On blueberry.com. I have a PowerPress site.
Yeah, and that's great. But know this, because so many times, I say, you know, where's your website hosted? And they'll say, WordPress. And they say, well, WordPress.com, or are you paying somebody else to host your WordPress site? Oh, well, it's GoDaddy. Okay, great. But, you know, it just takes a lot of back and forth to get that out of somebody. And sometimes that's important because WordPress.com works a little bit different than the others, and Blueberry works a little bit different than the others. So, you know, to get an accurate take on it. And you just should know that. Your RSS feed. What RSS feed address are you using? You know, what did you get?
newcenter.com/podcast.xml. Right.
Uh-huh. Exactly. But, you know, that's something that is, you know, that's the transmitter for your podcast. You know, think of your podcast as a radio station. Well, the RSS feed is the transmitter. And, you know, if you ever worked in radio and the transmitter goes out, I guarantee you, everybody knows right where that transmitter is, and they're heading that way to fix it.
And actually, I'm at KXNL, Hit Radio 100. So yes, it's the same type of deal. Yeah. What is your RSS feed address? Know this. Write it down. Save it someplace. And we give you right where it's at within PowerPress, too.
Yeah. And, you know, if you have trouble finding it, you know, please let me know. We'll be, you know, be happy to show you where it is and then write it down.
Mike, this next one completely blows me away when people don't know this answer.
Yeah. Yeah. Where are your media files hosted? And it could be anywhere. You know, it doesn't, you know, have to necessarily be Blueberry, but if it's Blueberry, say, yeah, I'm hosting on Blueberry. Or it's in a folder on your web server, or you're doing Amazon S3, or, you know, or Uncle Joe's got a server down at his insurance company office and you got it on there, but know where they are.
Right. And of course, we're all used to just logging in automatically now because most of us are using, you know, some sort of software to repopulate our email addresses, but you should know your email address you use to log into Blueberry. That's the next one, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. And you know, even if you're not hosting with us and you've got a you know, just a listing on our directory, you know, if but see what so many times people will not will use a special email address. Like I guess they think we're gonna spam them or something, so they use a special email address that's different than their main email. And then when they email with a question or a comment or whatever, it's a different email. So I can't look up their account, right. With that other email. Now I can look them up by name if they use the same name in their account. Yeah. But, you know, sometimes it's a real, almost like, a detective problem. I have to, figure out what and where. And here's one that, I do a lot of one-on-one consulting, where I do screen sharing or whatever. If I had backup all the time, I waited for somebody to look up a password or attempt a password for whatever, I think I'd be about 10 years younger.
Wow.
Because I do an hour a call, 15 minutes of it's looking for passwords.
How do people log in then? If they have to look up passwords, I use a application called LastPass.
Yeah.
And it's right in my browser. It stores all my passwords. And then I get to a page and I hit login. I can have a unique password for every website, which is good security.
Sure.
And it just pre-populates the login. There'd be an occasion where it won't, but then it's not real hard to find it. And that way I'm exercising good security as you should by not having the same password on every website, which actually with all the hacks going on in the world today, don't do that.
Yeah. I have kind of a scheme that I do. I use LastPass as well, but I have a base 8-character password that included in my password, in most of my passwords, those 8 characters are, but then I also have a indeterminate amount of extra characters for each individual service.
Yeah, me too.
And that works out pretty good, but the thing is, when you're a podcaster, you're going to have your login to your website. You're going to have a login to your media host, probably. You're going to have a login to your web host, probably. You're going to have an Apple ID login. I mean, there's going to be 5, 6, 7 passwords and logins that you need to have handy in one way or another to operate your podcast. So, it's always good to either write them down, use LastPass, or there's other password managers out there. But, at least have them handy for your own good. It'll save you time.
Mike, I feel the frustration. It's like, yeah, I feel the force. And I feel the frustration.
Well, and it's not that I get too frustrated. It's great, whatever. But, just for your own satisfaction, it's just if you know these 5 things, and there's probably more you should really know, but at least get those nailed down. If you're not a techie person, great, but at least get those 5 nailed down. And that'll go a long way in making your life easier.
So, Mike, I have to ask, are you going to go see Solo?
Solo, yeah. Is that Star Wars thing? Probably not, to be honest with you.
I can't. It's on my very, 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 very short list. So,
I haven't even seen the Last Jedi yet.
You must not be a Star Wars fan at all then, huh?
I'm a Star Trek fan, see.
Okay.
Well, you know the difference between, nerds and geeks. Nerds are Star Trek fans and geeks are Star Trek fans.
Well, I guess I'm both then because I like both.
Yeah, I am too, sort of. I just haven't got around to seeing that last movie. And I probably will see it eventually, but not itching.
I'm going to use my movie pass to go see it for $9. And that, of course, that's not an endorsement. We're not sponsored by them, but I'm going to go use my movie pass to go see the movie.
Oh, nice.
So I'm pretty excited about it. All right. Well, anyway, I think that brings us to the end of the show today.
Yeah.
And we'll be back with you in 2 weeks. So the next show that will come out will be, I'm looking at the calendar, Mike, and let's see here, May. Let me get the dates here. Oh, this is going to, oh, you're going to probably have to go solo the week after, or the show after this show, because or find someone to jump on, because I think I'm actually still on vacation.
Yeah, you go on vacation, aren't you?
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll play it by ear. But everyone, thanks for being here. Thanks for listening to Your Podcast. If you have comments for the show, you can email them to yourpodcast@blueberry.com. Mike, how can they reach you?
Mike@blueberry.com. And if you need tech support, support@blueberry.com.
And of course, I'm Todd@blueberry.com. You can follow me on Twitter @geeknews. It's been our pleasure bringing you the show today. Everyone have a great week. Make sure you listen to the PowerPress podcast on my McKenzie as well. Subscribe to both shows. That way you get a little sampling of podcast each week from the team here at blueberry.com. So everyone take care. We'll see you next time on Your Podcast.
Bye-bye.